Blog Talk Radio.
No.
Yeah. Like Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, 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 like Sh DJ Frankie Vibe. Come on.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries. My name is DJ Frankie Vibe, and as always, it is a privilege and honor to be before you once again. Thank you for just stopping by tonight. I hope you enjoyed the Gospel House mix that we played earlier. Once again, just something for your mind, body, spirit, and your dance as we celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through Gospel House music, and we are going to bring forth continual teaching that we started last month. I want to thank the presiding minister, Reverend Angela McCarty, also known as Sister Poochie, for having me teach at this time. It's truly an honor and privilege to teach the Word of God for those who are taking the time to listen and to hear what the Spirit is speaking to you. Once again, just want to acknowledge some folks. As I always like to do, I just like to give honor to just some important people in my life, and prayerfully, they'll be part of your life as well in some form or fashion. Of course, I first want to honor my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is head of my life. He is the first and the last, and I'm just so happy that to be in the kingdom of God with him leading the way. Second, to my lovely wife, Pastor Kim Horvath, who I love with all my heart. She is my sunrise and my sunset, and I thank God for her every day. And, of course, my sons, Frankie Vibe Jr. and Ibn, who's home from college. Yes, he's home from college, y'all. I can't believe it. He just celebrated a birthday last month. And he's going to be going back to school next month. So, you know, going into his second year at Kutztown University in PA. And, you know, just very excited what God has for him as he continues his education. I also want to recognize my pastors, Pastors Darrell and Shirley Farrar of the Meeting House Church located in Voorhees, New Jersey. Check out their website at www.themeetinghousechurch.com. .cc, and if you're in the South Jersey, Philadelphia area, come on by. We would love to worship with you on Sundays starting at 10 a.m. And, of course, to our Journey Home Ministries staff, Elder Faye. Love you, Elder Faye. Praying for you. I know you're going to get better. DJ L-Dub, Lloyd Wharton, prayer warrior, man of God. I call him the king of the selfies as he makes so many people, including myself, look good on the internet. And DJ Shaheem, who's doing a big thing for our youth. Bless you, brother. Going to be looking forward to talking to you real soon, and also to the men of the Journey Home Outreach Ministries. We are going forward with our men's ministry. I have recently been named the director of the men's ministry, and I'll be contacting you very, very soon. And once again, let us just look towards our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's start off with an opening prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father, for this time of fellowship, Lord. We are so thankful for the Journey Home Outreach Ministries, what you're doing in the ministry, Lord. Lord, we're thankful for those who have taken the time to listen, Father. Father God, we pray that they'll be blessed by this word that you've given me, these lips of clay. And Lord God, I just thank you for just downloading in my spirit what you would have us to teach on, Father God. Father God, we honor, we praise you in your holy and righteous name, which is Jesus the Christ. Amen and amen. Well, let's get into the word. The last time we were together, which was last month, and I pray that you were blessed by the teaching last month, and we are continuing our series in prayer. But the last time we were together last month, we gave the invitation to pray to our daddy, who is in heaven, and Jesus, his son, went over the model prayer that he gave the disciples, as shown in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. We found out that our Father is in heaven, where his throne is, and that God is our Father. His name is above all other names. His name is to be referenced as a holy name, and because he is holy, we as his children are holy. We also found out that as we pray this model prayer, that we want the kingdom to come. It is an eternal kingdom, not an earthly kingdom. Jesus came to establish a spiritual kingdom that when men and women obey the gospel, they are submitting themselves to King Jesus, and they are kingdom citizens. Jesus will return to take his kingdom home back to the Father. Amen. Praise God. We also found out that Jesus has and taught us to have the utmost respect for God's will. We got the example from Jesus himself when he prayed at the Garden of Gethsemane before facing the cross to be hung. His prayer acknowledged the precedence of the Father's will before his own will. We found out that the Father gives us this day our daily bread. That it is appropriate to call upon our Father for our physical needs, our health, our shelter, and so many other needs. We must act in faith in advance to that which we prayed for, and to respond in faith to the prayer that we sent to the Father. We found out that we are also to forgive so that we can be forgiven. Jesus prayed that God may forgive those who crucified him at the cross while the deed was being done to him. We also found out that God will not lead us into temptation, but he will deliver us from evil. We acknowledge God who will deliver us from evil and keep us from any and all situations that may be too difficult to handle. And finally, we found out that the kingdom, all power, and all glory belongs to God, today, tomorrow, and forevermore. We as believers in the Most High God are to proclaim this truth as kingdom citizens. As a kingdom citizen, you are the righteousness of God in him, and that this power is available to you because you are in right standing in him. You are praying in the power, that wonder-working power, and in him you will receive the answers to your prayers. In tonight's teaching, we're going to do a little shift in this series of prayer. And if I was to title this teaching on tonight, I would call it Why We Pray to Our Daddy. Last month, the invitation was given to pray, and I pray that you are doing that and will continue to pray to our daddy. Now we're going to explore in why we pray to our daddy. Before Jesus taught the disciples the model prayer, he gave this instruction that's recorded in Matthew 6, verses 7 and 8, which reads, "But thou, when you prayest, use not vain repetitions like the heathen do." Another translation, pretty much the Amp Life, says, "Gentiles. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask them." And that's the King James translation. Here we see that Jesus is encouraging disciples to make known to the Father what their needs are. He already knows what the need is, but nevertheless, he wants us to pray to him what the need is. So our Father knows what we need even before we ask, and we are encouraged to make these requests known to him. Recently, Pastor Kim and I had a need for something to be paid for that we knew would be a great assistance in the ministry that God has given us. We made the need known to our daddy through constant prayer and specific prayer. At the last possible hour, praise God, he put it in someone's heart to meet the need. It was paid for, and now we're able to go forward in what God has for the ministry that he's given us. God knew the need before we asked for it, and we spoke that need into existence, and it was met. And you can do the same thing. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can do the same thing. And we're going to go into further detail on this. Amen. Jesus says in John 16:23, and if you have your Bibles, just go ahead and turn there, so this way you can see it for yourself. And once again, that is John chapter 16, verse 23. And it reads, "In that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you." So we are given this command by Jesus himself to ask the Father in his name, in Jesus' name, what need you have from him to be fulfilled in your life. The Apostle Paul at the church of Philippi writes in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your requests known unto God." Now, if you notice in Matthew 6, 8, and in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, the word thing, more so in Philippians 4, 6, where Paul writes anything, we are told to pray for things because these are the things that we fret about or we have anxiety about. And that's in the Amplified Life Translation. They could be health needs, financial needs. But we need to do in what we're seeing and read about in the Bible, and that is what we need to pray for in these things that we all need. Now, when you as an individual are praying for yourself because you know what your needs are, you know, only you and God know what your need is. You are to pray with confidence that God will hear your prayers. Once again, if you have your Bibles, turn to Hebrews 4:16. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. And I'll give you a minute. Matter of fact, I'm going to turn to it myself. Let me go ahead and do that. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 16. And I'll be reading from the King James translation. Yours may be different if you're reading from like the Amplified or the NIV, which is the New International Version, or the Amplified Life. So it might be a little bit different. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. And it reads, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, so that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need." What this is saying to you and I is that you do not have to come to God ashamed or embarrassed. You could just talk freely to your daddy in heaven about what your personal need is. He already knows what the need is before you ask him. He wants you to come boldly to the throne of grace, to first obtain mercy and to find grace. Grace and mercy is at our disposal, excuse me. Find grace to help you in that time of need. Once again, he knows what you need, but he wants you to pray to him about your need. He wants you to have trust and confidence in him that he will carry it out. And he will carry it out. As long as you trust and have that confidence in him, in our daddy, our heavenly daddy, and not yourself. When you became a kingdom citizen, you are dependent on God to do what he says, what he will do. Not being independent from God, doing it on your own, under your own strength, using that little pea brain that we all got. And unfortunately carrying a pride and ego in yourself and not being humbled or thankful that God made a way and that you carried it out in faith. Your faith is in him and not in yourself or even in man so much. But your faith and your confidence and your trust is in God. Amen? Amen. So when you have trust and confidence in God, when you pray to him, you have that assurance that he will answer your prayers because you are praying in his will for your own life. Once again, if you have your Bible, turn to 1 John. 1 John chapter 5, verses 13 through 15. We're going to go ahead and take a look at that. Once again, that's 1 John chapter 5, verses 13 to 15. And it reads, "These things I have written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him." So just reading that scripture, we see that God will answer your prayer to him because you prayed in faith in him. You prayed in the name that's above every name, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe it will happen in him because he heard you. You put your trust and your confidence in him, once again, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you have that confidence that he is going to carry it out because he's going to honor that prayer. Even though he knows what you ask before you even asked it, but he wants you to ask. He wants that dialogue with us, with his people. We are his people, and he is our God. He is our daddy. I'm so thankful that he is my daddy, and that I can just go through the throne anytime, and he will hear me. He will hear you. But you must speak it. Don't hold it in. Don't keep silent. Make your requests known to God. Make those requests known. He will honor them. And he may not do it when you want it, but he's going to do it. And when he does it, it's going to be right on time. It's going to be right on time. But pray to your Father in heaven. He loves us so much. He gave his very best to us. We need to give our very best to him. He gave us his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for my sins, to die for your sins. And he did it freely. He freely gave. And we need to freely give. And I'm just thankful once again to call him my daddy. I'm so thankful that I can call on the Lord Jesus Christ and he will intercede for me. He will intercede for you when he speaks to our daddy, because he's our daddy. He is your daddy. He is Jesus' daddy. Jesus prayed to the Father. We need to pray to the Father. And I'm just so thankful. I just trust and believe that all of us, despite what's going on in this world today, that we are praying to our daddy. We need our daddy not just some of the time, not just once in a while, but we need him all the time. We need him every day. As long as we're in this, as long as we're alive in the land of the living, we need to pray to our daddy during those quiet moments. Pray to your daddy in the morning. Pray to him in the noonday. Pray to him in the evening. Just take a few minutes and just pray to your daddy. And pray, if you can, you know, during your time of prayer, just be specific about what you're praying for. Target your prayer. Whatever it is, it's, once again, it's between you and the Father. pray to your daddy from heaven. He's waiting to hear from us. And Father, as we close this teaching on tonight, Lord God, I ask that you bless those who had an ear to hear on tonight. Bless Sister Pucci and the Journey Home Outreach Ministries, Lord God, as we proclaim your word, through any media, through internet, through television, through radio, whatever it is, Lord God, we're thankful. We're thankful that we're just being used by you for your purpose and for your glory. And we pray for the laborers to come. We pray that someone may be encouraged to go forward in you, Lord God, to continue a work, a mighty work that you've given them, Lord. And Lord God, I pray for those who may not know you, Lord God. I pray that they will come to the household of faith. As your word says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, if you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ was raised from the dead and confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. And if you have not prayed that prayer, we can pray that together right now. Just say this prayer with me. Say, Father God, I thank you for sending your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died on the cross for my sins and rose again and ascended back home to you. I ask you now, Lord, to accept me who I am. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me, and I make him my Lord and Savior. I ask that you come into my heart, wash me afresh, make me a new creation, and let me go forward in you. I am now the righteousness of God in him through Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I pray that you were blessed by this teaching on tonight. Once again, it's just such an honor and privilege to bring forth the word of God to you. Once again, we just ask that you pray for the Journey Home Ministries, and we will do the same for you. We truly love each and every one of you. Keep tuning into the site, because we're going forward in this thing, y'all. We're in it together, as my good friend. Yeah, I'm shouting you out, Lloyd. As my good friend, Lloyd Wharton, would always tell me, my man, DJ L. Dub, would always remind me that iron sharpens iron. And that is what God has placed in our heart, so we can sharpen each other, not just amongst ourselves, but we want to be a blessing to you, and we want to sharpen you in the word of God. Amen? Amen. Well, everyone, once again, thank you from the bottom of my heart. We'll be back next month. Once again, Sister Pucci was telling me that we will bring a teaching every third Tuesday of every month, 8 p.m. New York Standard Time, and at 7 p.m. Chicago time. All right? But we love you. And once again, as I always say during our broadcast, House of Inspiration, that's right, and don't forget, shameless plug, don't forget to check out the House of Inspiration Mix Show, which is featured on WFDU FM. The website is www.wfdu.fm. Every Thursday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. And once a month, you will hear my man, DJ L. Dub, Lloyd Wharton, who is now a member of the House of Inspirations Mix Show on WFDU-FM. You will hear him every month. We're going to feature that brother every month. He's such a blessing. He really is. And I love him. And I love you. And I love the Lord. And there's nothing you can do about it. God bless you. I'll talk to you real soon. And remember, as always, keep Christ first in everything you do. God bless you. Bye-bye.